teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get
a loan. Martinez, Friday edition of Cashflow. It's going to be me flying solo today. John is out for the afternoon, and that's going to give me a chance to tell you about some stories that took place yesterday, actually. Great stories. You're going to love hearing about this. I got a couple phone calls on a number of things, but one in particular that is was really important that all of you, I want to share all of this with you. Before we get started, really, I'm presuming we have Bob Neverett at I've got a lot of emails coming in indicating that he wanted to hear about the five bodies and its relationship because they didn't understand that on Wednesday because we kind of scattered around a little places. But he should be calling in. Hopefully he will be here. But before we get started into that, I just want to welcome everybody, all of our new listeners and so forth. Before we go to this quick break, okay, I understand that Bob is on the line. I want to let you know that after doing this broadcast for so long with John, one of the big successes of this, I can tell you, is I got a call from somebody that was in the collection business for many, many, many years, and actually the medical collection business, which is a little bit more insidious than the credit cards and other things that are out there, because it's based on people's ability to heal themselves in a system which is poisoning them. And so it's like people fighting for their health as well as their finances at the same time. So it's a lot more serious and dirty. Anyway, we got a call. I got a call from a guy that said, you know what? He was in the collection business on the medical level, and he decided, you know what? I had enough of that. I can't do it anymore. I realize what's happened. I realize what I've been doing. I realize the guy developed a conscious mind in relation to the kind of stranglehold that he'd been putting on for thousands and thousands of patients all across the United States being in the collection game. So he said, you know, I had enough of that. I sold my business and got rid of everything. Got rid of everything. And what I'm going to do is instead of collecting all those people, I'm going to give them an opportunity because based on what you and John were talking about to get rid of their medical debt and or credit card stuff as well. Because he just couldn't stand being part of that system anymore. So this is the first time I've ever experienced in all my time dealing with the banks someone going through this type of transformation, which is great because I know if one person can do it and completely change their life and get out of that and come kind of go on the dark side of the force and now it's come to the other side, then that's good news for everybody. And by the way, I might add that Brad Daly used to be in the collection business, as you well know, and he's the one that's been basically handling all the accounts and so forth business for court mediation services. So I'm particularly fond of these stories and these type of people that come forth and completely have a dramatic shift on their entire way of being in terms of dealing with the... All right, we're going to be back with Bob Neverett, so stick around. Brace yourselves, and while you're doing so, take a seat if you can, relax, take some deep breaths, and I want you to be able to, take a break from your normal reality and open up to something bigger. We'll be back right after this.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. This is Cash Flow with James Martinez. John is out for the day. Let's begin with Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yes, James. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Okay, now that we're going to be talking about the five bodies, what's good about this is now that we can go through each one of them, the reason I'm doing this, everybody, is that all of you can apply this education to the current situation you're in as it's related to you financially and so forth. But if you don't understand any of this, you can always go back to it and use it as a reference point in the archives and listen to it over and over again as he goes through the pieces here. And the reason why I'm doing this is to, one, for those of you that are going through the financial situation and observing and interacting with it, you have an opportunity to kind of step out of the stress of that and look at it in a new particular way. So go ahead, Bob. Take it away.
Well, the five bodies are the physical body, the astral body, the TV body, the chip body, and the mystery body. The last one, the mystery body, I'd rather call it the mystery landscape, because as we discover more and more about ourselves and what we're made up of, and I'm talking about the constituents of our being, of what we think we are as humans, there may be more to find out. So we're still excavating, exploring the mystery landscape. Mm-hmm. So basically that's nothing we can talk about. Just know there may be more than what I'm saying we have, okay? Right. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to four bodies. The physical body is what everybody thinks is a physical body, but what's interesting is that Western science for the last 150 years has created the dominant model of what our physical body is made up of. We know about proteins, DNA, molecules, oxygen, blood. This is what's been specialized in by Western medicine over the last 500 years, you could say. but it really took off once chemistry came in around 1800. And so I call our physical body the chemical body, and I'm referring to what we think of as a physical body, but I'm basing it on the dominant model, which is invented by humans. It may not be completely accurate. Our knowledge at this point seems to confirm a lot of what we claim it is. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about the physical body, I think it's more important to call it the model that represents it right now in Western science, now becoming global science. And so I call that the chemical body. So when I use the phrase chemical body, I'm referring to what we think of as our physical body.
Got it.
All right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the astral body refers to the legacy, the obvious cultural heritage all over the world that's built on the idea there's more than the physical slash chemical body.
Right.
Right? People think of this as religion, spirituality, culture, all kinds of things. And the majority of the world right now, or until recently, let's say, to the last 30 years, has relied on this their spiritual image of themselves in all kinds of different cultural contexts and cultures.
Right.
That has been the basis of what they are, more than science's model of what we are.
So that's been so you're saying that's been around since the beginning of recorded history.
Right. You can go with the imagery that shamanism's propagated or claimed they were using to heal people or to help the tribe. And then we then have the developments of the manuscript culture and the religions, which came in with writing. And then we've had mystical traditions, esoteric, and individuals who do an extreme version of isolation. We think of that in Hinduism and meditation and Buddhism. These traditions have built up for over 2,000 years, and those are usually passed on one to one. But the assumption of all these, this impulse in human thinking and human modeling, because even our models of spirituality, or more than this, what we see beyond this dimension, are still human images of what we think we're going to be or can be.
Right.
So that's another human-made modeling system. But it is very powerful and may be true. I'm not going to say anything is true here. It's just what we've collected, what we operate in. We call it our institutions, our values.
Right,
we have
right.
all these cultures that have a value system based on the perception that we're more than what we appear to be.
Right, right.
So let's call that the astral body.
Okay.
And I like the word astral because it involves it evokes the idea of the occult and the secret disciplines that Madame Blavatsky popularized at the end of the 19th century, so that I'm including the esoteric parts of imagining there's more than this, as well as the mainstream religions.
Right.
All right. So now, what happened, though? We know that the physical body, which was a physical body before the chemical model came in, and there were all kinds of different images. I mean, at the time of the Renaissance, they thought the body was a pumping station, all right? And that would be the beginning of mechanical gadgets being discovered, and those models influenced Western science in imaging what they were, what they thought their physics were made up of. Mm-hmm. I mean, around the time of the Renaissance, when they discovered blood, or an explanation of what it was.
Right.
In the medieval period, the terminology was the four humors. The four humors were what people thought they were made up of.
Okay.
And humors were different, odd images. And that's before the pumping image came in. And then you go back to Greeks, say 500 B.C., the effect of writing, and particularly the phonetic alphabet, actually allowed them to imagine or evoke the effect that they started to imagine that their bodies were enveloped by skin.
Mm-hmm.
People before then didn't even imagine they had skin. Now, I didn't live then, and I don't know if what I'm saying is true, but accumulated historical studies seems to agree that the Greeks came in with the idea of the body being enveloped in some kind of a surface called skin. Cultures before that, they heard voices, they spoke to the gods, basically they were hallucinating from our Western point of view now. Mm-hmm. There was a man who wrote a book, Julian Jaynes, on the origins of the breakdown of the bicameral mind. The bicameral mind is the one that we would think is a very primitive mind that was hallucinating and seeing its ancestors in the trees and the plants and seeing spirits. They did not think of themselves as separate, isolated entities with skin around them. They were totally involved in the natural environment.
Okay.
And that bicameral mind breaks down and starts to move away from hearing voices and beginning to think of itself as a separate entity, as a separate body with skin around it, when writing and the phonetic alphabet came in. It's approximately 1000 BC is when this change happens, and that's what Julian Jaynes documents. Now, his theories are controversial. Some use them. A lot of people reject them. But he is intuiting that the body image that people had before Christ was very diaphanous or permeable, mm-hmm. not as solid as we imagine that we
right.
think we have now.
Right.
So with these changing images of our bodies that historically we can document, we can see the pattern that the new form of communication or the new technology or the new medium that people were engaged in, like writing 2,500 years ago.
Okay.
What happens with the printing press? That's a new technology. Well, that brings in, it evokes an image of the body as a pumping station. Then when we get into the age of the telegraph, the body shifts to an image called the interior landscape, which was brought in by Claude Bernard, a French scientist, who came up with a preposterous idea that we had chemicals inside our body that were
right.
creating and were organizing our sense of ourselves. That was revolutionary.
I can only imagine him introducing that subject matter and just being cast down for what are you thinking back of the day, Mike? How could you possibly think that has any meaning? It must have been extremely controversial.
Yeah, and then we know the famous controversy over Pasteur, who said that there were invisible things called germs.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
this was shocking to people based, since the printing press really basing everything on seeing is believing,
right.
the
right.
eye and what it could see. Pasteur was nuts. He said there are things operating in us that we can't see.
Right.
But what's interesting, you can't see the telegraph environment. You can see the messages that are a result of the communication, but the instantaneity of the telegraph environment, the Morse code, you know, dot, dot, dash, dot, dash,
mm-hmm.
that instant communication was beyond what people thought the space and time they were living in. I could talk to someone 1,000 miles away through Morse code, through this electric hookup.
Right.
That's invisible how that happens. I mean, you can think, oh, yeah, it's electricity, but we can't visualize electricity.
Yeah, can't see anything. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the non-visual aspect of the telegraph and its immediate instantaneous effect made...
Change the world.
Change the world, and you see a model start surfacing based on invisibility. That's the Claude Bernard's interior landscape and the idea of germs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, we had microscopes and telescopes. Excuse me, microscopes and then later electron microscopes, where people could actually begin to see the subatomic or the subvisual. And then because they could see it, it started to get accepted.
Right.
So Western science is really biased towards the eye. We don't think of music as science. Up to, maybe now we do, but let's talk about 50 years ago. We didn't think of movies and entertainment as science. We thought it was something else, something that was playful or engaged with leisure activity. We didn't know that there was an orchestration of these media. Most people in the 30s watched all these movies and had no clue as how they were made and who marketed them or how they were marketed.
Okay, hang on just a moment. We're going to take a break. This is my special guest for Friday, Bob Never. He's always on Wednesdays. We're having him on today because there's been a little request for people to learn about the chemical bodies and the five bodies. We'll be back right after this. Stand by.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. John will be returning on Monday. Okay, we're, again, for those of you that may be catching us late, our scheduled guest for Wednesday, Bob Neverett, is coming today on Friday to go through some of the things that he talks about on Wednesday about the five bodies and how that pertains to you and your living environment that you're in existing right now. So go ahead, Bob, from where you were before.
Right. So the first two bodies, the chemical body and the astral body, aren't too strange to contemplate, right? It's logical what I'm saying, I think. I think it's familiar. People know right. what their physical body is, and they know right. there's a sense of other stuff, and there's a whole cultural, human-made system of thinking about the world beyond us.
Right.
Now, one aspect of the non-Western chemical body imaging is more and more people are familiar with the Chinese idea of acupuncture and how it works on meridians.
Right.
And these are invisible lines of energy in the body that Western science, up till recently, found absurd, that these invisible things were factors you had to consider in medicine and health.
Yeah, and how they're completely interconnected, right.
Right, but the Chinese are an ancient culture that did not grow up under the effect of the printing press like we did 500 years ago, and many of the other technologies. Even though they particularly invented a lot of them, they didn't apply them on a mass level. It's interesting the difference between the West and the East on that, that the East did not have a sense of conquering space. They conquered time in the sense of tradition and not allowing new technologies to disrupt their long-term way of life. The West, for some reason, said, no, we welcome change. We want new technology. We want progress. And right. that was because the phonetic alphabet engendered and spread by the printing press had a different effect. And it happened in the West, but not the East. Mm-hmm. So their non-alphabetic, non-visual, eye-bias science had all this invisible, we could call it tactile or auditory sensibilities, and they imaged that into their perception of the body. And, okay. and to simplify it, we call it the meridians. That's what they're an expert on.
Right.
So that's an example of other cultures having different senses of what the physical body is made up of.
Gotcha. Okay.
I would even lump in any of this invisible stuff, non-Western, non-eye-based knowledge, overlaps a lot with the astral. It's often that these non-alphabetic, non-industrial cultures include their religious perceptions, or when I'm saying the astral body legacy of their culture, in their image of what the physical body is.
Inside it.
Yes. And,
yes,
and so the Chinese talk about qi, this life-giving force that is very important and must be considered by the medical practitioner.
Right. I got you.
You can't even talk about the soul. At least maybe Freud moved it into a little bit, but he had to call it personality. But you can't talk about the soul until recently in medicine.
Right.
You know, Western medicine, it was based on the practical chemical, biological processes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I.G. Farben created the drugs, you know, 100 years, well, let's say 80 years ago. And that combine was broken up after World War II because they funded the Nazis. And yet the five parts it was broken up into are still the dominant pharmaceutical companies today. And their model is based on the chemical map.
Wow.
All right?
That's interesting. Okay. Gotcha.
So other cultures are being forced to adapt to that in the globalized movement of these corporations that come from 100 years ago around the planet. But there's great resistance. And paradoxically, within our own culture, people are getting more educated, and they're starting to learn about other maps from other cultures and finding them valuable.
Now, so is the education massively sped up because of the telecommunications or internet now?
Yes, we know, we hear about cultures and people travel all over the planet.
Does that create problems because the colliding of long-standing traditions colliding on each other, is that problematic in your model of what you're talking about?
Yes, just the very act of tourism, which with the jet, you know, by 1960, people are moving all over the planet easily. That is a kind of warfare where we're invading local cultures and walking around with our credit cards and wealth, and we're not aware of it since we think we're on vacation, that we're actually invading cultures, and they have to react to this.
Right.
And that's been a tension. Yep. I mean, occasionally you hear some girl goes from Toronto down to Central America is murdered, you know, because of local pressures or local, whatever you want to call those energies, radicals, tribalism, anger. Maybe they were exploited by some corporation from the United States, and they'll take it out on white people or visiting tourists. So there's that kind of warfare going on all the time, and the tourist industries aren't going to talk about that because we need so much in our economy, the wealth that comes from tourism.
You don't want to hurt that revenue, right?
That's right. So anyways, I'm bringing in that the qi and the Chinese imaging of the body could say the non-chemical Western model does bring in the astral body a little bit more, or those kind of systems like qi in Chinese medicine, into their idea of what the physical body is. So that's why I don't call our physical body generally a physical body. It's a chemical body because that's the dominant model.
Right.
Okay, and there's a lot of resistance to that. But what's interesting, the new electronic media and what we experience here today in North America is changing our perceptions, and we're more open to alternative non-chemical views of the body.
Okie dokie. All right, we're going to be taking a break here. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. John, we'll be returning on Monday here with Bob Neffert. Stay tuned. You're going to want to listen to this over and over again, everybody. All right, stand by. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Cash flow. Okay, Bob, take it away from where we were. I want to make sure in this hour we can get all the five bodies covered, so go right ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about people in the 20s and 30s consume movies regularly, but never generally looked into what they were, what they were made up of, how they were made, how the marketing of it was programmed, and they did not look into how it may be a new form of nature. If we think of nature as the given environment that we apparently didn't make, the trees, the rivers, and the stones, right, and we live inside that landscape, and then we start laying on human-made artifacts, and traditionally one would say man-made, but we have to include everybody now, so human-made artifacts, and everybody did have a part in making this stuff, the human-made artifacts we can call maybe second nature, mm-hmm, not exactly appearing to be first nature. But from the brain's point of view, it is as viable and as active and as fascinating and as evolving as first nature, the way, okay, we use our senses. So we're adding these environments onto our senses. And people did not think that science should include this entertainment world as part of their body makeup.
That's interesting.
So, with that,
now entertainment seems to be running everything now.
Right, because it's a necessary part of our new bodies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's autonomic. Autonomic, yes, is that part of our body we don't control, just goes on regardless, right?
Right.
Like breathing.
Right.
So if we start looking at these new environments as new kinds of lungs and oxygen that we have to engage with regardless of our opinions about them, Mm-hmm. Unless you want to kill yourself.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so let's develop this. We've explained the physical chemical body, which I'm just calling the chemical body, and the astral body. Now I'm going to move towards explaining the TV body. These massive...
That's the most important one, I think, for most people to relate to that completely.
Right. So what we have here is when the telegraph brought in this instantaneous communication around the world to turn the planet into a global village, then you added the radio, as well as movies and telephone, and the automobile, and then the airplane. Just think of these massive, the massive environments and wars they caused and new wealth they caused as accumulations of second nature and part of our life. Now, when we finished with the satellite, when Sputnik went up in 57, the Sputnik was an interesting extension not of our particular body senses, but of the whole planet itself. It was a human-made artifact, a little Earth that you could live in and go beyond the Earth and live out in space.
And observe the Earth, right.
Yeah, observe the Earth. So that was like the ultimate extension by humans, because it was an extension not of our body's outer senses or interior senses, not just that. It was an extension of the planet. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a, I call it a double-duty exclamation point. It's an exclamation point to the evolution of technology. What has happened since then, 1960? The digital revolution started to creep in, and the basic characteristic we all recognize about the digitalized technology is that it miniaturizes mm-hmm. and makes more interactive.
Right. I've also noted as the digital environment is evolving, that it seems to be speeding up even faster and faster, so much so that people can't even keep up with it. I mean, there's good portions of people that can't even keep up with their phone line, let alone buying a computer and even understanding how to use it, because the technology is like looping onto itself even faster and faster and faster and causing all sorts of communication problems and education problems, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, with that in mind, this shrinking of these massive environments, we don't remember. Young people today don't realize when radio came in the 20s and 30s, it was like a big tribal drum pounding on everybody's sense of themselves 24/7. And of course Hitler hijacked the radio environment with his public address system and the microphone and created global paranoia.
Right.
And then we had World War II. And this was a big thing, radio. Mm-hmm. Okay, same thing with television. Same thing before that with the telegraph. Same thing with the satellite and the computer. They are massive environments that basically impose their rules and laws and patterns of economy on populations all over the world. So that massive one-way nature of the, we'll call analog media as opposed to digital media, that massive one-way experience, that huge landscape, which is now being miniaturized, the legacy of that one-way kind of broadcasting is what I call the TV landscape or the TV body. The reason I go from the massive one-way broadcasting effects of television to the concept of it as a body is that the digital technology shrinks the TV so that today on people's Blackberries or iPhones, they got a little TV screen, and they're bigger than that little screen, and they've got
They can watch that and see the clips of their favorite shows now or whatever.
Right.
Right.
It's not like sitting down when the show was on at 8 o'clock Sunday night. That's when everybody used to watch Ed Sullivan. And they had to be there at that time.
When that occurred, though, everybody would have a unified experience, with everybody have to be in front of their TV. And now, people don't have to. One, they don't have to watch it when it comes on, when it's scheduled. So they can record it, and they don't even have to be in front of a TV. They can be mobile anywhere in the world and watch it. Correct.
Right. So that unified sense of immediate live experience that the living TV show provided in the 50s. Change people's perceptions of entertainment and education and living, because before that, people entertained themselves by going and sitting alone in a movie theater or sitting alone and reading a book silently or reading a newspaper. Now, everybody's sharing the same space. Now, one of the immediate reactions was the McCarthy era in the early 50s was an instinctive reaction by the old-fashioned American, I won't say old-fashioned, the generic American characteristic, which is based on individual initiative. All of a sudden, it's all unified and everybody's sharing the same experience. The immediate interpretation of that was there were communists everywhere. We were becoming communistic.
Right.
Now, that communistic phase was going to be obsolesced by the 70s and 80s when the digital fragmentation comes in. But for a period, there was a great celebration of this unification, and that's what we call the I Like Ike dull conformist 50s. Some sensibilities found that irritating. Then you bring in the computer in the 60s, and that begins to break up that unified effect.
Right.
Okay, so then the Beatles come along and celebrate the effect of television, saying we're all one, and everything is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, right?
Right.
So you can see that the Beatles were a product of the effect, the hidden effect of television in the 50s, and then when we moved out of the TV environment into computers and more satellites, the old TV effects became visible, and so-called entertainment celebrated it.
Right.
And that was, many people look back at the 50s, 60s as a pretty good time for consumerism, for national harmony, even though there was something sneaking up on them with the assassinations of JFK, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X,
Vietnam,
and others. Right.
Vietnam, and right. Mm-hmm.
But the boomer generation grew up with a great sense of world Peace Corps kind of involvement, a lot of them, and they were responding to the TV effect, and if you remember, a lot of baby boomers had to distribute UNESCO boxes or gather pennies for cultures around the world, sponsored by the United Nations.
Right.
You remember that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, probably wasn't alive or in this country.
Yeah,
but
people thought that the technology America was giving to the world, called television, was unifying the world, and they had a sense of a global village. Now, that was an idea, an attitude that was naive in light of future technologies are going to come along with different characteristics and fragment this whole situation. And so that's when you get into, death squad violence in Latin America. These were countries that, if you saw films in the 50s and 60s, Peru and that, they show children going to school, a general growth of industry in the third world. Everything was looking like it was naturally going to progress. Then in the 80s, everybody's hiding because they're death squads. Where did that paranoia came from? Where did it come from? It came from the effect of radio and TV on that culture and conflicting with their old values. And then inside that, the computerized economy creating flight capital everywhere.
Right.
Now, I maybe moved it too far, too fast with that, but let's just leave that. Go back to the idea of the massive media landscapes that I'm simplifying by calling the TV landscape, and then I'm saying that that TV landscape shrinks and it becomes attached to you inside your BlackBerry or your computer as a puny environment that you're bigger than. So
okay,
it's
when
a
you sense- say attached to it, I'm listening to hear you say that, and when I hear that, I realize what I'm observing today is it really is attached. I mean, in fact, if it's not attached, it creates anxiety big time if it is not attached, if their cell phone or BlackBerry or whatever is not connected to them, and they just turn into wackos.
Yeah, they think that they have to put a chip in your head or that it has to be strapped to your hand. No, part of normal using of your senses is that you can hold something and let it go, put it somewhere else, then pick it up later and bring it back to yourself and then use it. Just because you let go of something doesn't mean it's not part of you. Our hands are based on holding and letting go, and I call that tactility. That's the ability to hold and let go and interrelate. So the telephone or the cell phone sits on the table beside you. It is an attachment of you if you don't limit your idea of your body to the image of the chemical body.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you do have to answer it, and just like you have to take your text messages and email, just like it's autonomic, you have to use the bathroom. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bringing in the idea of body to show it is part of our economy and our need for food, and it affects the roots of eating food, and it affects the type of food we have and the speed at which we eat.
Okay.
Body processes from the physical chemical body point of view. It also affects your brain and your thinking, and maybe even the frequencies are not good for your brain. There's all these questions. The main point I'm saying is you have attached a new organ to your chemical body organs.
Yes.
You've extended your sensory life.
Right.
So let's call that the TV body.
Okay. As
it shrinks and gets tinier, and what is causing it to shrink? A newer environment, a new technology, which we call the digital media.
Okay.
So the digital shrinks all the previous media. It shrinks the chemical body It shrinks the astral body because it invades those institutions, those images, those that legacy of knowledge about the physical body and about the astral body, as well as causing the TV body over the last 20 years to get more hyper.
Got it.
Eventually, it had it required content so much, 24/7, they brought amateurs in.
Right.
And that's American Idol, and that's Survival, and the actors.
YouTube, it's YouTube, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get to YouTube, which is probably the most amazing medium ever happened in terms of its effects on previous notions of what culture is.
Right.
So the chip body is going, the chip landscape, let's say from 1984 when Apple brought in their computer, mm-hmm. from 1984 to 2004, which is about when YouTube shows up, 20 years, there's a huge landscape of computerized digital economy and technology affecting the TV industry, affecting the chemical body industry, and affecting religious institutions. I
okay.
mean, the Pope.
Hence, I want to make sure, because as I'm listening to you talk about this, I'm also sensing people like, okay, economy. All right, please make sure as you're doing the, as you go through the five bodies, that you loop it into the economy, because I want to make sure that people understand that the reason I'm having you on today is so that come Wednesday they have a model that they can come after, and when we're talking about the economical situations, what's happening, they can always refer to this broadcast and have it as kind of like a artifact that they can listen to over and over again so they understand it.
Like a dictionary.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So an example of the digital effect on the chemical body is that medicine and American, North American medicine suddenly became so high-tech, and the doctors were pressed for time, that a medical appointment was 5 minutes, and the doctor would determine which chemical you would take. Your body became like a ghetto that where the chemical industry, the panic chemical body trying to keep up, and the chemical industries and the drug companies were dumping drugs into people at a rapid pace every 5 minutes, and to the point now senior citizens get 20 or 30 pills every day. All right?
Okay.
And that's ridiculous compared to 50 years ago.
Very
50
ridiculous.
Years ago, we did not have a TV body or the coming chip landscape, which also miniaturizes over the last 10 years and becomes a chip body on top of the TV body.
Okay,
all right?
We got a caller, Kevin in Minnesota. How you doing? Welcome. Cashflow.
Afternoon.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I just wanted to interject an observation that I have come up with, or my opinion, which isn't worth a grain of salt, but I'll share it anyway. But
yeah, right. Yeah, it is. Go on.
You can inflict it on millions of people right now.
Well, of course. So I'll give a chance at it. But the one thing that I've always thought of is now that this heavy connection that people have with their emailing, and I've noticed that too, that I've talked to other people that are in this constant barrage of, I got to check my email, I got to check my email, I got to check my email. And I think what part of it is that we are, as human, we are like a community, a family-orientated species. And I think that we have that deep inset thought that we have to be like a community-type person. But we have been so bombarded that we're supposed to be individually on our own and stuff, that constant grasp of being connected to other people is passed on to that need of checking the email. And the same goes with, like, the caller IDs. I remember when they first came out that it was this double-edged sword, like the whole double think of 1984, where it's like you have the option or not to talk to somebody. So if you see whose number it is, and if you don't want to talk to them, you don't answer it. But then at the same point, if somebody calls you and it's and there's no name to the number, they have to call the number and say, you called me, what did you want? And I always love that when I make a mistake calling somebody, and all of a sudden they'll give me a call back and they'll say, like, what do you want? You know, and I'm like, well, who is this? And they're like, who's this?
Right.
It's like, well, you called me. Who are you? And it's this constant, like, who's calling me? And we got this whole double think of being connected, yet not being connected. And I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Right. Now let's use the five body or the four body model. The first part of your comments were on this need and natural desire and fact of human existence, and we'll call it the chemical body existence, is communication and speech and community and family. That's a given for thousands of years, right? So now when you bring in the chip landscape or the chip body on top of the chemical body's obligations, you get this paradox of being isolated by the chip body in your own matrix, yet at the same time your chemical body has to stay in touch. So the doubleness you're talking about is perfectly explained by the fact you got two bodies.
All right. Kevin, hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after these messages. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. Special guest, Bob Neffert. John will turn it on Monday. All right, stand by, everybody.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, we're back. This is Cash with James Martinez. Special guest Bob Never here. John will be returning on Monday. Okay, in our last segment, because I want to make sure you tie this into the current state of the economy. Go ahead, continue so we can cover all of it.
All right, so I was talking about the chip landscape, which was an invisible environment. I mean, people knew they were buying computers and using them, but the effect of the computer on the older technological environments is what's invisible. So a lot of the problems that people see in the economy or in the foreign policy or in domestic policy or what's happening with school budgets, all that stuff is affected by the chip landscape, but people tend to ignore that. I mean, if they really understood it, they would turn off the chip environment. But they can't, because we're growing and building new things on ourselves. That's proof. You can't cut your arm off. Well, that's why the idea of turning television off and having a media fast strikes most people as absurd, because the general population needs it.
Right.
All right. So as we move into this amazing digitization and miniaturization and then mobile media that we have today, and then YouTube, which is way beyond anybody's idea of what we would be saying and how many people we could reach. Like Kevin said, he's an insignificant caller. No, you get on YouTube, who knows, millions of people over a five-year period may see your video. They may not see it. So there's the other doubleness. We're both quantum particles and super civilized.
Right.
And potentially a celebrity. So this chip landscape has been shrinking, so I now call it a chip body. And the chip body has the TV landscape and TV body inside it. So basically, we could say we only have one body now, the chip body, and the TV body and the astral body and the chemical body are marginalized and ghettoized. Now, some people will react to that by taking one of the three previous bodies and making that the be-all and end-all of life. That's where religious fundamentalism comes in. In the sense of the extreme emphasis on your astral legacy of your culture, as opposed to any other common sense about the other bodies. Other people are totally extreme hedonists. They really make a big deal out of their chemical body. All right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to wrap it up, let me just give you the definitions and review this way. The chemical body is what most people consider to be their physical body. Mm-hmm. The astral body is the belief that there is more to our makeup than the chemical body. The TV body is the repository of historical one-way broadcasting. Think of Fox News. Why did Fox take over as a news source, and yet most people say the news is an illusion and based on a fantasy? That's because they represent the old one-way TV form of intake that we had for 50 years, and now people still rely on that cultural memory, so they fall back on the Fox News success. But it's only one body among many. Okay, so then the chip body is the mutating warehouse of digital omnidirectional media. It's not just two-way, it's all ways. And it can have many kinds of people interacting with your media from different sources, like our show. We don't know who's picking it up and what form.
Right.
So the mutating warehouse is the Patriot Bill, the increased surveillance and database of everybody, okay? Because none of it goes away. Your chip body knows more about, remembers more about the chemical body than the chemical body could even imagine.
Exactly.
So we're juggling these four bodies, and we don't know what new stuff is coming in. That remains to be seen in the mystery landscape.
Okay. All right. Now, everybody, we're going to use this archive. You can always use it as a model. So when you listen on Wednesday, you'll be able to have a kind of a reference point to begin with, because, as you know, Castro is primarily about economics and you and how you're going to survive in this economic environment. And you'll always be able to have that. So I want to thank you, Bob, for coming on one more time. And everybody have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday. If you're trying to get rid of your alleged credit card debt, everybody, please call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, James.